David Bakhtiari just was being smart with him today at practice. His back was bothering him a little bit.
After that mini bio, whatever you want to call it, did you notice a little extra energy from the guys with the few days off?
Energy's been good this week. This was our big practice, our padded practice. We spent probably about 6 or 7 extra minutes with the fundamentals. I was pleased with the work. So we'll see how the team periods look. Just running their up-tempo offense and those types of things is always a challenge for the opponent. The opponent offense, getting ready for our defense. But I thought our guys did a good job.
Mike, if I'm not mistaken, by rule, J.C. Treader can start practicing next week. Is he anywhere close to being ready, do you know?
I really don't have an update for you on J.C., but I could tell you he looks good in just in a limited time. I've seen him working inside the Hudson Center.
Mike, have you seen much of a difference in the run game that Joe runs, that Joe's been doing? You obviously have a lot of experience watching him. Has he added anything differently, or is it pretty typical of what Joe runs?
Well, I think really, from my view, their offense the first 2 years is different now than the offense they're running. It's very comparable to what they've run in Philadelphia. So,
what is the challenge for your offense against their edge rushers?
Well, anytime you play against excellent pass rushers, it's a challenge, especially on the road. So, I think they're outstanding, and particularly the way they get off the ball. You can see that they're well-trained and well-experienced as far as, jumping the cadence. That's evident. Just their get-offs and obviously their ability to finish. So, it's a big challenge, and, obviously it'll be a focal point for us as we continue our preparation.
I look back to more of the unscouted type of looks for a team you don't play often that is coming off a bye and might change up.
I would say as I stand here, definitely there'll be some things that'll go on in the game Sunday that we haven't seen from them. I think that's clearly things that you do in the bye week, or you get a little further down your menu for what you put in during the off season. So yes, I think it's clearly there'll be a percentage of things.
Mike, given how much you know of Joe, and you've already talked about the respect factor, does it become a harder chess match then? Going against him, just from a playbook standpoint?
I think it's really comes down to the fundamentals. I mean, the Dolphins are going to run their schemes. They're going to have things that they like versus how they view us as a football team, and it's no different for us. But this game is going to come down to execution, fundamentals, and taking care of the football will be big, as it always is on the road, especially going to a different climate. So those are really, I think, the key factors.
What kind of pass rush have you gotten out of your new defensive line 5 games in?
Feel good about where our pass rush is, so far. I mean, I think just coming off of our last game against Minnesota was probably about as productive of a pass rush, that we've had in some time. I mean, when you're talking about quarterback hits 16. That's a big night.
Mike, when you're saying the Dolphins' offense is a lot like Philadelphia, is that more conceptually, or do they do a lot of the hurry-up stuff?
The mechanics of it, concepts. Obviously, the offense coordinator coming from there. So,
how do you feel you guys have done against teams that have gone hurry-up, tried to play fast so far this season?
Feel like our mechanics are in order. I mean, it was a change for us coming into the season, really personnel utilization defensively, and I feel like we've gotten better and better each week. And I thought last week was one of our better weeks.
Devontae's production through his first 5 games, just on paper, looks awfully similar to Randall's first 5 games, Jordy's first 5 games. Does he? How he's come in, the start of his first season here, does he remind you of those two guys at all?
I think Devontae's his own player, and I think Jordy and Randall are different, different styles of receivers. So, production and insertion into the offense, yes, there's a lot of similarities. I think we've always given our young players opportunities, and Devontae's definitely taking advantage of that. So I think he's got a very, very bright future. You like the way he practiced today. He did some excellent things out there.
Thank you.